You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc.
All right, where you at?
I think I just did common.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, because we end up having the same ones. So.
Yeah.
All right, so I got Beanie. Okay, here we go. Number 10. How this artist ends up snatching all of the thunder from his own artist's album by putting this song on his intro, or on the album, I'm sorry. I've got Jay-Z, Dear Summer on my list.
I thought about it. It's in my near misses.
Okay.
My problem is, like, what's iconic about that is the freestyle. Like,
sort of. It's iconic for us. They didn't really cross over.
True. True. Dear Summer is good. It's fine. I like it.
Oh.
I don't know. I'd much rather hear the original. Like
him rap. But is that because you like Can I Live?
It's him. I mean, I love Can I Live. But like Jay rapping over Can I Live and him doing the, you know, and then him almost like sort of, you feel at the end, you feel like he's stopping and then he does the Superman is Alive thing. Like that's just absolutely iconic. When did that come out?
That was late 04.
Okay.
Late 04. Because I believe the Young Guns album came out first. Because Jay was touting like the new Rockefeller under Def Jam, I want to say. And it was being led by Bleak and the Young Guns. And I think that Young Guns album, Brothers from Another, I think that's the name of it, came out first.
Mm.
I think that's what happened.
And Genius is telling me that the Can I Live freestyle is early 05.
Okay. Because 534 comes out when? 534 comes out...
May 05.
So I mean that makes sense.
Yeah,
about four months.
Yeah. Either way, it's a fantastic Jay verse, right? Jay's rap.
Okay. Yep. He is, for sure. For sure. Yeah, because there's also in that sort of style where Jay takes a freestyle. He takes his Grammy family freestyle and ends up showing up on a record called Most Kings that ends up not getting released. So it appears on a Green Lantern tape because Jay was supposed to do a Green Lantern mixtape to go with Kingdom Come. Do you remember he rapped over ASAP? Do you remember that?
I don't.
Yeah, Jay rapped over ASAP. It didn't work. okay. okay. Yeah, Dear Summer's on my list.
Okay. Let's see. I want to talk about Your Man, the pride of Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
I think Let Me Hold You. Is definitive for
2005. Interesting.
This puts Bow Wow on another level. This is his first top five single. Like You was did slightly better, and I just mean like one slot higher on Billboard. But like to me, Let Me Hold You, first of all, it's such a perfect example of this like 04 to 06 era of Jermaine Dupri, Brian Michael Cox and the whole gang, right? They really had a moment. Gang. And like when I think historically about So So Def versus Bad Boy, we always think about like the 90s and maybe even the early 2000s. But like Puff didn't really have a run after like 04 in the way that Jermaine Dupri had this run, right? Confessions, the Mariah Carey's album, there's the Bow Wow singles. There's another song that it might be on my list as well. Like he, you know, this was a time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Let Me Hold You, huge, huge single from 05. Very indicative of the sound. I felt like it needed to be there.
Okay.
I think it's gotta be my favorite Bow Wow record if such a thing exists.
Man, listen, Bow Wow got joints. So you're not going to hear me slander Bow Wow. Like he got records. That was just a total left turn.
Left
for me,
turn.
So. In a good way. Good way though. Okay, let's turn it back. I know for a fact. There we go. That's a good late 2000s word. I know for a fact this is on your list.
Okay.
Mixtape. This group heavily benefited off of mixtapes. And it's almost these contributions to hip hop into the mixtape era are almost overlooked when people talk about mixtapes. You know, you think of, when people talk about Dipset, people talk about, you know, your Clues. And I mean, even people like Papoose and, you know, there's certain artists when you think of mixtapes, you think of them. When you think of Garbage, think of Akeem. When you think of mixtapes, you think of these people. But nobody talks about the Re-Up Gang.
Yeah.
And I've absolutely got the We Got It For Cheap Volume 2 intro on my list.
The Re-Up intro is on my list, 100%.
Okay. See, I know you. There we go. Go ahead.
I was going to say, of Definitive Fives, this might be a top five Pusha verse.
You know, it would only be matched by We Got It For Cheap Volume 3's intro. He's got records. The Illin record with Jeezy, his verse there.
He does.
Don't pass the crown so soon unless you got a crown for every writer in the room. Whoa! That is crazy. He's got records. And shout out to him for the birth of his child. That's great. You see what he named his child?
No. I'm afraid.
Bricks.
I'm sorry, what?
Bricks.
Don't do this to me.
I'm so serious. B-R-I-X-X. I'm so serious.
Two X's?
Two X's. Let me make sure. Let me go to his Instagram and make sure. But I'm positive that's what he named it. Named his child. Oh, okay. Sorry. His middle name is Bricks. First name is Nigel. Nigel Bricks Thornton. So that's funny.
So Nigel Thornton, so that he, you know, he sounds like he, you know, he can get a box seat at Wimbledon, but just to make sure you know his dad is street, his middle name is Bricks.
Bricks, yep.
Pusha on this verse is unbelievable. The disdain in how he's rapping, the flow.
Yep.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely on my list. No.
Yep.
No argument.
Yep. Needed it.
Yep.
Is Volume 2 the best We Got It For Cheap?
I think so.
Yeah, I would say so.
Ultimate Flow.
Daytona 500.
Yeah.
I'm a Hustler.
Yeah.
Mic Check. Yeah, they bodied that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of I'm a Hustler. That feels like a definitive record.
Sure.
For 2005.
Sure.
It's, I say this. I was, when I was listening to all the music the past couple of days, I realized it, and I said it immediately to Marissa. I was like, I think this is why all the first drafts of almost all my beats, the drums are so loud. All of the drums in 2005 are incredibly loud.
Okay.
They're all super crisp. They're all really big. I don't know if it's like Dr. Dre-itis or what, but I'm a Hustler is just like that, right? It is peak, you know, like New York in this transition time, right? Jay is quote unquote retired. There's all these new guys on the scene trying to make their way. There's this whole trend of sampling Jay stuff from the Black Album acapellas. Like, this was just a moment in a sound. Wasn't Mary J on the remix?
Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
Oh, it's just so Swiss Beats. Just
absolutely.
Yeah, I had to have it on here.
Breaking news. We have a new J. Cole song out on the streets called Snow on the Bluff.
Snow on the Bluff. Okay.
Shout out to Curtis Snow. Do we want to listen to it live on the show?
Let's do it.
All right. I wish I had my iPads in the other room, so I'm just going to have to go with the iPhone. Selling dope straight off the iPhone. All right, let's do it. Okay, Kendrick.
Niggas be thinking I'm deep, intelligent, fooled by my college degree. My IQ is average, there's a young lady out there, she way smarter than me. I scroll through her timeline in these wild times and I started to read. She mad at these crackers, she mad at these capitalists, mad at these murder police. She mad at my niggas, she mad at that ignorance, she wear a heart on the sleeve. She mad at the celebrities, low key I be thinking she talking about me. Now I ain't no dummy to think I'm above criticism, so when I see something that's valid, I listen, but shit, there's something about the queen's tone that's bothering me. She strike me as somebody blessed enough to grow up in conscious environment with parents that know about the struggle for liberty. And in turn they provide her with a perspective and awareness of the system and a fairness that afflicts them and the clearest understanding of what we gotta do to get free. And the frustration that fills the words seems to come from the fact that most people don't see. Just cause you woke and I'm not, that shit ain't no reason to talk like you better than me. How you gonna leave when attacking the bears, say niggas that really do need the shit that you saying. Instead of conveying you holier, come help us get up to speed. Shit is a reason until like 200 years for our answers is just to get free. These shackles be locking the mental way more than the physical. I look at freedom like trees, can't grow for us like overnight. Hit the ghetto and slowly start planting your seeds. Fuck is the point of you preaching your message to those that already believe what you believe. Almost a fucking retweet, most people are sheep. You got all the answers, but how you gonna reach? If I can make one more suggestion respectfully, I would say it's more effective to treat people like children, understanding the time and love and patience that's needed to grow. This change is inevitable, but ain't none of us seen this before. Therefore, we just gotta learn everything as we go. I struggle with thoughts on the daily, feel like a slave to somehow to save. And no coins to buy his way about a slavery, think it just maybe. In my pursuit to make life so much better for me and my babies, I done betrayed the very same people that look at me like I'm some kind of a hero. Because
I end up playing this. Okay, all right. I wanted the beat to come in. Does the beat ever come in? No, it doesn't. Okay.
Listen, I appreciate that he heard Crew and thought to himself.
He definitely listens to the show.
He's a big fan. Although, you know, he really should pony up for the Patreon. Come on, man.
He should. Come on, man. It's just $10, man.
He's got the money.
He got $10. We didn't even ask him. I wouldn't expect you to do the $5, but $10. Come on, man. You get the instrumentals.
We'll make him a new tier. It's fine.
The cold tier. The Jumanji tier.
He's going to love that we named it that.
Right. Absolutely. He was rapping on that, man. Oh,
he's
rapping.
He's rapping.
I wasn't mad at that. It's the fast rapping when I can actually understand what you're saying. And it's not the butter, everybody, and I got to get it, and I got it. Hey, where's he at? Where's Logic?
Where's Ja?
Where's Ja? Where's Logic in all this, man? Oh, man. That's a good break. Okay.
All right.
Cool. I'm with it. Your turn, right? I just did the We Got It for Cheap intro.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to So-So Def. I can't believe I'm taking the So-So Def records.
I'm actually shocked that I'm not taking the So-So Def records.
I feel like the I Think They Like Me remix is definitive.
Ooh, you are caping for Bow Wow today, boy. Oh, man.
If I'm trying to explain to people not only what did 2005 sound like, but what was 2006 going to sound like? I'm going to play for them the Oh, I Think They Like Me remix. Because this is exactly where music heads into 2006.
I have zero. I'm not. Yeah, you will not get. Bow Wow destroys that verse. Brat destroys that verse. Jermaine Dupri destroys that verse. I just don't need them franchise boys on it.
It's not in my 15 favorite songs of the year.
Sure.
But it is definitive to me for 2005.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm with it.
All right.
I'm down.
We're in the home stretch now.
We're in the home stretch. I feel like we're saving our Kanye talk for last.
I agree. Let's save Kanye for the end.
Okay. All right. So you talked about this artist. For me, if Jay-Z is the greatest, Joe Budden is my favorite rapper of all time. Mood Music 2 changed my life. Mood Music 2 was like a victory for me. I think Mood Music 2 changed how I write music. Joe was always someone who was always like bearing his soul, but I just didn't get into that place where I could do that properly. But right around this time, 2005, this is my daughter being born. This is like, there's a lot of stuff going on in my life. So I kind of, you know, life kind of forces you to change how you write or how you create. So if I had to encompass one Joe Budden song from Mood Music 2, I'm putting Dumb Out there because Dumb Out is like a good collection of him rapping, but he's also telling a story. And I think Joe's storytelling is very underrated. He can get a little dusty. It's a double entendre. He can get a little too deep. But when he tells the story correctly, usually in the realm of hip hop, he has a couple of like he's got Who Killed It. Like his hip hop related songs are really good, but Dumb Out, the ability to rap for 8 minutes and continually captivate your audience, that is hard to do. For those of us who like to write extended verses, this is the blueprint. How do I write with no hook and still captivate the audience? Make every line count. If you are an artist and you are listening to this show, make every line count. Do not take breaks off. Do not, like, every punch, every line you should be punching. And yeah, this is just the greatest example of that to me. It's a great example of that. So Dumb Out had to make my list. It had to.
I didn't have any Joe Budden on my list. In my honorable mentions, I had Three Sides to a Story.
Oh, did you really?
Look at that.
Hold on. Wait a minute, y'all. I think this is the first time I've ever heard Doc say anything positive about Joe Budden music. Usually you're just like, he's not for you. He's not for you.
That's a really underrated Scott Storch beat.
I just wish it was properly mixed and mastered. It's too loud.
Yeah.
It's too loud. Clearly, this was a two-track that he looped.
Speaking of beats that are very loud.
Yes.
I have to talk about it.
Okay.
It's one of the hardest New York City beats of the mid to late 2000s. It's Fat Joe, The Incredible.
Ooh. You text me about this album and I meant to revisit it because I feel like this Fat Joe album had some joints on it.
He's really, really firmly in the, oh, okay, we're doing samples. Where's Street Runner at?
Listen, y'all, Fat Joe has one of the most underrated ears for beats in hip hop history. You're always guaranteed to, at least every Fat Joe album is going to have some fire production on it, at least. May not get the best rapping unless you're like Don Cartagena era or puns rapping, writing your rhymes, but yeah, nah. Doc, I wish, and it might be on the thing that you gave me, the hard drive you gave me with all the music. I wish I could find my verse to Incredible. Because that beat, that's peak Just Blaze. Like, that's peak everything loud and everything amazing. I'm here for it.
Yeah. He had a lot of Kool and Dre back in 05.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Naomi.
Speaking of that, there's a record on here called I Can Do You, which is Kool and Dre. And it's Dre singing. It's honestly, it's one of the biggest Pharrell ripoffs I've ever heard in my life.
Mm.
He was really going there. He was really going there.
He had a moment where he was trying to get there.
But safe to say The Incredible is just, crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, good. Shout out. That album has some joints. I'm just looking right now. My Fofo, Listen Baby. For Swiss to pull off that Marvin Gaye sample, that was kind of dope.
Get it popping.
Oh, this has the Lean Back remix on it?
It does.
Of course it does. Oh, man. All right. Everybody Get Up. Yeah, the Timbaland record has some joints. Okay. Okay. So this is actually my last one.
Yeah, it's time to have the Kanye conversation.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Before the Kanye conversation.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one more and then the Kanye conversation.
Okay.
Okay, so it's hard to tell when this artist was producing, like when these records were coming out, because he was releasing them on multiple projects. And I wanted 2005, I wanted some sort of representation for the artists that like almost made it, you know, that was heavily benefiting off of the mixtapes.
Okay.
So when it came down to when I thought of artists who were successful in mixtapes, I'm thinking of, you know, Wayne, Jeezy, Joe Budden. When I think of like that second tier of artists who were coming up in the more traditional, like New York sense, the two that come to mind are Papoose and Saigon.
Saigon.
I was not listing a Papoose record on my Definitive 15, though I looked. Because in 2005, we slander Pap, but Pap had joints. But I went with Saigon Come Again.
Yeah, when is that? That feels not...
I think that's 04, but there was a mixtape that came out in 05. I think it was Warning Shots came out in 05.
Warning Shots is 04. Abandoned Nation is 05.
Okay, what's on Abandoned Nation? Let's see. I feel like Come Again is on there. Okay, Abandoned Nation mixtape. Let's go. Oh, that's part three. No, it's not. Okay, so I mean, a lot of the stuff is on there. So there's... I could do Color Purple. I could do Stocking Cap. Stocking Cap is crazy. Oh, that's Letter P. Oh. Woo. Listen, peak rappity rap is Let's Get Cool G Rap and Let's Only Rap Words That Start With The Letter P. Letter P was crazy. What am I going to do? Okay, I'll do based off of whatever's on streaming services. So... is Letter P on here? It is not. Is Stocking Cap on streaming services? It is. So Stocking Cap wins. There we go.
Yeah, Stocking Cap is crazy.
Yeah, man. Crazy. Okay. That's my last one before the Kanye conversation. What's up?
Now, just how did Saigon not work? Just took too long.
Took too long.
Yeah.
The business again.
Yeah.
The business again. The same thing that happened with Jewels. I think something similar happened with Sai. Yeah. I think so. By the time The Greatest Story Never Told comes out, it was too late. It was a good moment. Like, I'm glad I got the album, but it was too late for Sai to get what he was supposed to get in 2005. Cause he had everything. He had it. He was there. Image, the ability to create songs. He was singing, like, all that stuff. He was there. He was there.
Okay. Let's have the Kanye conversation.
Okay. Let's do it.
So there, like, we've talked, I feel like my opinion on Late Registration has gone back and forth wildly over the life of this podcast.
Okay.
Like, I can't figure out if I feel it's overrated or underrated, but it's like, there's some iconic songs on here.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two records that I'm trying to figure out which I think should be definitive.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide between Gold Digger and Gone.
Interesting.
You're going to choose Diamonds.
No.
Touch the Sky?
No.
Oh.
No.
Where are you going?
I went favorites, but though these records still, to me, transition. I thought about Touch the Sky. I thought about Heard Him Say. I thought about Diamonds, but I never really liked Diamonds.
I think it's kind of overrated.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of Diamonds. The remix is cool. Like, Jay's verse is cool, but nah, I didn't. Nah, it was I think it was the presentation. Like, I remember MTV did a making the video for it, and they were like in Paris or somewhere. Like, it was really big. And for Kanye to be sort of like the people's champ, like, clearly he got the budget on this album. And it was just like, just give me some sped up samples and bongos. I don't need this. It's too big. But in hindsight, it's what he was aiming for, those stadium records that he finally sort of mastered on Graduation.
Yeah.
And continued through most of his career. The two records that I have are not at all singles whatsoever.
Okay.
But to me, they go.
Yeah.
I've got Addiction and I've got We Major.
Mm.
I think Addiction is probably Kanye's most underrated song.
I love Addiction.
I think Addiction is Kanye's most underrated song in his discography, period. And then I just remember when We Major came out and what that did.
I feel like We Major might be a smidge overrated.
I'm going to disagree with you a smidge. Yeah. I don't think it's overrated at all because I don't feel people talk about that record.
It's fair.
All right, let's add all these to the playlist. It's fine.
So
Gold Digger, I think that's self-explanatory, but why Gone?
It's the perfect representation of what this album was supposed to be.
Okay.
Because it is, I mean, in by use of like how they pan the instruments on this, it is so very clearly the marriage of the instrumentation with the samples. Like, it is, mm-hmm. it is such a perfect, like, this is what Late Registration sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the sample, it's the drums. The beat switch cam on this, like all of it. It's incredible. It's one of my favorite Kanye songs completely, but it is what, like, I feel like there are some ways in which I've been harsh on this album because it like reaches for something that doesn't need to be there. Like, Celebration is, you know, it's like, okay, I get what you're trying to do.
No.
You know, but Gone is like, okay, Gone is a kind of record that he could not have made on College Dropout.
Mm.
He had just gone to another level. So that's why I picked that one. Maybe. But Gold Digger, okay. I mean, if you're thinking about 2005, like, that song is 2005 in a nutshell, right? It's like,
I got
the video and Jamie Foxx doing the thing. Like, it's such a time capsule.
I agree with you there. Yes. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I've noticed that we have zero Cameron in 2005. What was going on in Cam? What was going on with Cam in 05?
He had just put out Purple Haze.
Okay.
So I feel like he wasn't doing much.
Okay.
Because Killer Season's 06. So he's in between.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any mixtapes then? I don't know. Maybe not. Do you have any singles? I mean, because Purple Haze is such an odyssey to get there. You know what I mean? And it takes so long that he's got singles from Purple Haze that continue into 05, like Down and Out.
Right.
But yeah. It's Killer Season in 06. So I think there's anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Killer Season is like that's the beginning of the end.
I think Purple Haze is the beginning of the end.
Okay.
I'm not big on Purple Haze.
Okay. So his best album to you is Come Home With Me?
Yeah.
Okay. It's weird because it's like he made enough material. Like if you compile all that mixtape stuff into a full album, he has a classic.
Mm.
He has an amazing body of work. But samples and, you know, how things were going at that time, it probably was more lucrative for him to put out on mixtapes. Like there's a whole generation of people that are never going to hear SportsCenter.
Right.
It's terrible.
I mean, in terms of like guest appearances in 05, I mean, I don't even know if it's a guest appearance because when I first got this as a CDS in 2003, it was labeled as a Cameron record, but it appears finally on The Becoming, and that's Wanted on the Run, which is crazy.
Yeah, he bodies that.
But he's also on Joel's album, he's on Shadas, which is actually pretty dope.
I forgot about Shadas, yep.
But yeah, that's kind of the tail end of the Cam movement.
Stop moving, huh?
Stop moving. Okay. So if you're picking one Kanye record, what are you picking?
Addiction.
I think I'm going to go with Gone.
Okay.
I mean, they're all good. They're all really good records. So I have some near misses that we have not talked about yet.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Speaking of Kanye.
Okay.
Late.
Oh, bruh.
Man, listen.
Oh, boy.
That's a perfect song.
Oh boy!
You don't like
that's
that song?
That's a great record.
And Roses, which is incredible.
Yeah, Roses is good.
The second Jeezy song I thought about was the Go Crazy remix, which was a moment.
Yeah.
But that's a dope record. I gotta give some love to Ninth Wonder.
Okay, please give him his flowers.
Heartburn for Sean Price.
Of course.
God.
Of course. Yeah, that was your joint.
That beat is crazy. Your man Legacy with Sister Girl.
Oh, boy. What? Oh, boy. I was about to say, yo, you should sample that, but you did already.
I did. And it came out well.
It did. It came out dope. Yep.
Big Pooh, Strongest Man.
That Big Pooh album, Sleepers is a sleeper.
You just like it because it opens with the wake up thing.
No, not at all. Just not kidding. At all. Not at all. I'm looking now. Strongest Man, Heart of the City, Every Block, Just Friends, Out My Mind, Scars.
Scars is crazy.
Scars is crazy. Yep. It's a good records, man. It's a good records. Okay.
Do we need to talk about Kala Park?
Let's do it.
It's kind of underrated. Like, it's kind of an upset if you think about what was big in 2005 that I did not put weight on this list.
Let's talk about it.
It has not aged well at all.
At all.
It has one of the funniest clean versions ever.
The clean version is on Spotify, so it is on the playlist.
Wait till you see my oh.
Oh.
Wait till you see my oh.
Listen, let me tell y'all. Okay, so for those of y'all who may not know, who weren't in the club during that time, let me tell you, there was that, and it was Boosie and Webby, Gimme That. Like, what is called rape culture now, those records would not exist.
Well,
because when those songs would come on in the club, it was the time for the creepy guys to shine. So whether you liked the song or not, if you wanted some drunk dude blowing like hot breath in your ear and your homegirl's ear, like, yeah, it was happening. I've heard stories. I've heard stories from some of my homegirls. Like it was bad. But at the time, it was cool. It was fine. Crazy.
And then same year, very similar, obviously, is your man David Banner with Play.
I rapped over that too. And that was like, Doc used to send me stuff and be like, yo, rap to this.
Listen, it's not my finest hour, right? But I used to love Play. I can't.
Let's see if there's a clean version on there. Cause that version, the album version is.
Yeah. The video is just, it's just horn dog material, man.
It's
like, did Kanye direct this?
It's best I ever had levels. Yeah, it is. It's bad.
We didn't off the Game album. I want to give a shout out to Higher.
Listen, man. Listen, dog. That record was crazy.
That was an early leak.
Yeah, I remember. I remember when that leaked.
And the lookout for Detox, everyone's like, "Oh,
oh, yep."
But it turns out that, you know, whatever records they have done for Detox, they all went to other people, basically.
This is a really good album, man.
Which album? Documentary.
Falls off a little bit.
It falls off.
I like Don't Worry. I like Father Like Son, but Special, Where I'm From, We Ain't. Like, after Running is sort of, More Fun and Games is okay. Running is amazing.
High Tech on Aftermath.
Ooh. What's the other song? Oh, Ride of Music.
Ride of Music, yeah.
On the Master. Yeah.
They're basically brothers.
That's fine. That's fine.
From the Little Brother album, Beautiful Morning. Man.
I rapped on that. Yeah. Again, another example of Fonte, like, being Fonte. Like, those are the songs where I'm like, okay, this is why you're my favorite. Yes. I'm going to add Hiding Place to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got... Interesting you chose Hiding Place. Would you choose maybe Watch Me or Slow It Down?
I would do... Honestly, personally, I would do All For You because of what the song meant for me at the time.
Oh, yeah.
But Watch Me is a record that's dope because I always said that Crisis had the best beat on a Ninth Wonder album.
Because
that Watch Me, that Michael Jackson flip is insane. For him to get that out of that is crazy. Even Slow It Down, like Fonte's verse on Slow It Down, like that was like kind of peak Savage Mode back then. So I used to tell girls I want a girl when I want a girl, and when I don't want a girl, I want a girl who understands that. And it worked. God, I don't miss being in my 20s. Not Enough was cool.
I like Not Enough.
It's dope at the time. I don't know if it's necessarily aged well.
And Cheating is my favorite.
Rest in peace, Percy Miracles.
It's incredible. I'm just running through other stuff. I mean, there's a...
Let's do it.
We mentioned Tony Yayo. So Seductive.
It was definitely a time. It's so seductive. I wonder what is that song. I wonder what is it. Did you listen to this album for the show?
Yeah.
How does it sound now?
It sounds like they were running out of, like, which is amazing because they had so many like beats flying around, but like they just didn't have enough for Yayo. Like Yayo just couldn't carry enough songs by himself. He needed more help.
Yeah. I mean, and back then, 17 songs, like that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I gotta advocate for I Know You Don't Love Me. That was dope at the time.
Yeah.
I get wouldn't that. Call it definitive, but yeah, it was dope at the
time. I re-listened to the Danger Doom album.
Oh, that's right up your bag. Nope.
Yeah, nah. I'm good. There's a whole bunch of Jeezy records that should be in the honorable mentions. Air Forces, Miss Me With That Rap-ish, Get Your Mind Right. These are just like iconic records for me. The Jewels album, man. Shada's Rumble, Young Man Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Clockwork.
Clockwork was crazy, but it's hilarious.
The record with Jeezy even Make It Work For You?
Yes. Wayne is on that, isn't he? Is he on a remix or something?
I think he might be on the remix.
Yeah.
You talked about that Slim Thug album.
Mm-hmm.
Man. This Is My Life is crazy.
Ooh, yes. Yes.
I feel like he had other records. Because there was an early leak for this.
Yes, it was.
There's a record that sampled Aerosmith Dream On.
Mm-hmm. It's called Rockstar, I believe.
Yeah, Rockstar.
Needed to be mastered.
Yeah.
Like the leak, just the drums didn't hit, but I know that a master would have killed that.
Yeah, this album was definitely widely delayed.
Absolutely. The leaks had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Because it got leaked. Right. My bad.
Oops.
I apologize. Yeah.
But no, This Is My Life is... Those are like perfect Neptune synths.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to think. Oof. I mean, this, you know, there were like the 50 album had some interesting album cuts, like Guns Come Out, Ski Mask Way, Baltimore Ooh, Love Thing.
Ooh, yes.
Even Piggy Bank, man.
Nah.
I like that. I actually like that beat, which is weird.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think what else stuck out to me.
You like a Gatman and Robin?
So when I do a 1.5, that's the first to go. Before the Olivia song, before all the stuff at the end, the first to go is Gatman and Robin.
That's a terrible song.
It's a terrible song.
It's a terrible idea to refer to yourself as Gatman. What do I know?
What are the songs from this era am I missing?
Man, I don't know. Hold on. Let's pull some stuff. Oh my God, it's almost 10 o'clock.
Legacy, I'm a Star. There's a whole bunch of random songs.
It was. Yeah. A lot of, you know, more records from the Carter 2. You could go, let's go. You go Money on My Mind. You go Fireman.
I still love that Money on My Mind record.
Yeah, man. You go Receipt. Oh my God, Receipt. Hustler Music. Yeah. What else you got? We talked about Paul Wall, Sitting Sideways. This Bun B Trill album came out in 2005. What was on this? Get Throw, Draped Up. That was it. No thanks. All right, now I'm good. But I've never been a big.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I forgot about the Knife Wonder and Buckshot album. That came out.
Yeah, it had No Comparison, which was pretty good, but.
Yeah, eh.
Eh.
What Missy album is this? So this is the
cookbook. That's Lose Control.
Joy was dope. That had Mike Jones on it. That was dope. Yep, Lose Control. On and On was dope. The Neptunes record. Lupe rapped on that. Ooh. 05 Lupe, man. We might have to redo those brackets. what else? Okay, you said Sean Price.
Yeah.
What's on this Twista album from 05? Was this Come and Get Me?
No, I don't think so. No, it wasn't.
Oh, it's Lavish, though. Woo! That's Lavish.
Forgot about Lavish.
Oh, my God. Stop getting on these double time records with Pharrell. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. Y'all was getting washed. Okay, let me see what else. Hold on. Let's run through a few more of these.
How'd you feel about Bleak on 9th with All Right?
You know, I like that album.
5-3-4.
That album has some, 5-3-4 has some joints. Like, Bleak is good for a solid album, to be honest with you. Like, I feel like his career gets a bad rap. I've said that a few times. I wasn't crazy about All Right. I wasn't crazy about Smoke the Pain Away. I mean, he got a Rihanna feature on there. There's a couple songs on an album I just don't know off the top of my head. This is infamously the year that Lil' Kim gets 5 mics in the Source for The Naked Truth. You remember that?
Is that Lighters Up?
Yes.
No.
Oh, this is also the Get Rich or Die Tryin' soundtrack. So this is Hustler's Ambition.
Oh, yeah. And Window Shopper. This is
Window Shopper. Have you seen the video for that?
For Window Shopper?
Yeah. Have you watched it recently?
No. Why?
It's basically 50 Cent taking Mace shopping.
It's really weird.
Yeah, like, yeah. Another favorite record of mine from this soundtrack was I Don't Know Officer. That beat is Jake One. That beat is crazy. This is Best Friend too. And I Whip Your Hair Boy. There we go. Couple records. All right.
Jim 50 was spread thin that year.
Yeah, he was. He was. Okay, it's Chameleonaire. So, no, that's not. That's not Riding Dirty. Okay, so.
Yeah, Riding Dirty. It's 05, I think.
Is that 05?
I never liked that song.
No, me neither, but it's a huge record. It's a humongous record. It is. Wow, that is. Playing Skills.
Oh, Playing Skills. No, Riding is 06.
It still is. The album comes out November of 05.
Yeah, they don't push the single to, because his first single off that album is Turn It Up.
I've never heard of that before in my life.
It's a Scott Storch record. I've never heard it either.
Nah, that's cool. Beat Bullies and We Go By The Runners. Okay, I think when is Khaled? Khaled is 06, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause when is We Taking Over? Is that 07?
Yeah, it feels like 07.
Okay. We Taking Over. Bruh. It's a great record. T.I. Killed Wayne Destroy. Oh, and then Wayne goes back and raps over it on the Drought 3. Oh my God. Woo. Okay, I think that's enough.
I think
that's
good.
That's plenty.
I think we're good. That's Was plenty. There any big surprises like thinking about 05, something you haven't thought about in a long time or anything like that?
Just how much maybe it like really impacted my life. Just that was a really definitive for you, for me as a person. It's the year my daughter was born. Like that, a lot went on that year. So I think that was it. So I would say this is definitely like the soundtrack to a really, really definitive time in my life. So that was cool to revisit. I'm gonna really go through this playlist and rock out a little bit. So how about you?
I really forgot how like Jewels was making solid music. Like it was a better year than I remember, because I remember 06 as being complicated. So for me, like I was lumping in 05 with that, but no, 05 is a strong year.
Yeah, and it's weird because I low-key kind of group this with, like, I say the Snap era is the worst era of hip-hop for me, but that's not until, like, 07.
Right, that's 06, 07, yeah.
But you kind of think about 05 and you're like, nah, 05 was pretty... What's on this AZ AWOL album? Hold up.
Is that 05?
Yeah.
Oh, this no. Is, there's some September records. 05. I think there might be records on there.
Never Change. There's another record. Hold on. Magic Hour. Oh my God.
Magic Hour.
Magic Hour is crazy. At the time, it was crazy.
Oh,
it
no, no.
Aged well, but
it's incredible.
That sample is crazy.
I feel like I feel like the Come Up was good. That's Primo.
Yeah, no, Come Up was fire.
Oh, man. Dope. City of Gods. Disco D.
Disco D. Did he commit suicide?
He did.
Man. Disco D. Was he on So?
He was.
He was, right?
Yeah, and he produced Ski Mask Way.
That's right. That's right, because he gave us the instrumental.
Yeah.
He leaked it for the form. That's crazy. Shout out to Disco D, man. Rest in peace. That's right. Man. Okay. All right. Cool.
Oh, wow. Disco D. He produced, remember Britney Spears' husband, Kevin Federline?
Of course. He defeated John Cena. Of course he did. He defeated John Cena on an episode of Monday Night Raw. Of course. I would never forget Kevin Federline. One of the only few people to beat John
Disco
Cena.
Disco D produced Nina Sky, Turning Me On.
Oh, wow.
Nina Sky.
We missed the reggaeton. This is peak reggaeton era, because this is when Nori, Oye Mi Canto came out in 04. So all of the other stuff comes afterwards. Remember when Jay-Z was signing reggaeton acts and all that stuff?
Yeah.
I would go to the club. Clearly, this is what we did in Japan. Like, this is clearly what we did.
Uh-huh.
They would have like reggaeton sets, but the sets would be like an hour. So they would play hip hop, and then right as the club was popping at like 1 o'clock, they would go straight into reggaeton because the girls like to dance to it. I hated it. It's like my backpack was super tight. Oh man, good times. Good times. I think I'm good though.
I think I'm good. Thank you everybody for listening this week. We appreciate it as always. Let us know what you think. Hit us up at CRS Podcast or go to clockreadyspeakers.com. Don't forget to support the show. If you're a fan, join the Patreon and stream Armand and Doc everywhere and anywhere. And yes. Yeah, we will be back soon.